This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Sales Tax Streamlining Commission met Monday and considered doing away with the state sales tax exemption on food purchased for home consumption.
This would be a revenue neutral thing. Food would be fully taxed, and the rate on everything would be able to come down a half of a penny.
Jay Campbell, who represents the Public Affairs Research Council on the commission, supported the idea, even though it will hit lower income residents hardest.
When the argument is about lower income people being adversely affected, most lower income people are receiving SNAP benefits, which are automatically not subject to any sales tax.
State Revenue Secretary Kimberly Robinson objected to Campbell's statement and to the regressive nature of such a move.
SNAP benefits do not cover all of the population, and we are significantly raising sales tax from zero on the state level for those individuals that do not receive SNAP.
The exemption, which cost Louisiana $428 million in fiscal year 2015, is constitutionally protected, so would require another constitutional amendment to make it go away. Don Starnes with the National Federation of Independent Businesses had questions about the viability of putting it on the ballot.
The governor's not going to support it, so who is? Who's going to go and explain to the people of this state what they're voting on?
But Commission Chair Julie Stokes views it differently.
Allowing the people of the state to decide whether they'd rather have a half a cent lower sales tax and broaden the base, or whether they wish to keep the higher sales tax rate. So I think we're empowering the people of the state.
In the end, the commission voted 9-7 to recommend the change. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.